Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Peace, family, is 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. All right, a word from one of our sponsors. Make sure you tap into Goldwater Products. After you come listen to the information, you're going to need your memory stimulated so you can download everything in that prefrontal cortex. You want to make sure that hippocampus area of your brain that regulates mood, memory, and learning is fully functional and tapped in. Therefore, you want to tap into Goldwater. They have Smart Moss, Sports Moss, Vitamin C Moss, Colloidal Silver. They have just about everything that you, your child, and your whole entire family needs to stimulate your brain and your body and to make sure that your immune system is functioning. Before you tap into this great high-level conversation, listen to this song by Tezu Kulando called Goldwater. Peace, family, is 19 Keys with Electrical Thought Patterns and Conversations, and this is another episode of 19 Keys. Today, we have a very legendary guest that's going to be on our show, but really, I'm a guest on her show, so she's going to be interviewing me. I want you all to tap in and listen intently. It's going to be a whole lot of keys dropping. If you want to sponsor this podcast, then you can go to the Anchor app and become one of our monthly sponsors, and we will start to mention you at the beginning of every podcast. I appreciate all the support thus far. It's been a beautiful year. Now let's get into this podcast.
And I have some special guests tonight. I really have a very unique individual here at staying with me at my home. It's a privilege and an honor. I call him the young Malcolm X of our time. So we're here with also Blue Pill. Hey. You know. And we all sitting down and we eating late, but we chopping it up, but we got some conversations we want to talk about. So with no further ado, I want to introduce to you
19 Keys. It's a blessing to be here. It's a blessing to be in your home, sharing a meal with you, and being able to speak to some of your listeners and my listeners at the same time. And hopefully we can chop up a great paradigm shifting, building, business talk, whatever conversation, the parallels, the dimension is go to. I'm ready for it.
All right, let's get it. Go ahead, my Blue.
Oh, yes, indeed. Peace, love, and light, Brother Blue, Portland Live and Direct. We're in the building. You know what I'm saying? This is a beautiful, collaborative moment, and I look forward to see what comes out of it.
All right, so 19 Keys, tell me a little bit about where you're from.
I'm from Oakland, California. Otherwise known as the town. I grew up on 2-4 Telegraph in Oakland. I grew up under a different paradigm than most. I was born in St. Louis, Missouri. We moved to Oakland when I was 2. So, as I got older, I went back and forth between St. Louis and Oakland. So, I was in the streets of Oakland, and I was in the streets of St. Louis. When I was in St. Louis, they called me Cali, though. You understand me? Because that's where they knew me from, being from Cali.
Was that some type of a gang or something like that? Or?
We had what you call B-Block. It was all, I figured like we was all like the younger brothers of our older brothers who was in gangs. And the B-Block standing for Blood, Slokes, Arclis, Connect. And that's how we ran the streets. Because we was cats from all from different sides. But we grew up together, so we just connected.
So, you know, you sound like a guy that's really well-rounded and you've been around. What's the difference between what you see here in New York with the gangs and from how you, you know, from your how you guys were brought up?
Well, growing up in Oakland, we didn't do gang banging, not in the sense of colors. You understand me? We didn't bang blood and Crip. It was more so different neighborhoods as far as like just different sides. Deep East Oakland, Polar Bears, North Oakland, you know, West Oakland, Acorn, whatever it was. So the gang mentality, as far as like gang banging,
was never accepted. It just wasn't something that was seen as cool, because a lot of people that gangbang, you know, they got that shit from L.A. Mm-hmm. And Oakland just really not a city of followers. So that's a, I think that was a lot of where the resistance towards gangbanging came in. Like, no, I'm not, because, you know, you had a lot of out-of-towners coming out from L.A. teaching these cats how to gangbang mm-hmm. around the country. Mm-hmm. So them cats didn't really come there and had that influence on the Bay Area. It's like, nah, I ain't falling under that fold. So Oakland always had, but, you know, beyond the gangbanging aspect of it, they always had kind of a revolutionary spirit. Not even just the Black Panthers, your Black Muslim Bakery, and other movements that came out of there that showcased that kind of leadership. Mm-hmm. You know, it's much different out here in New York. You know, they still gangbang to this day on different sides, even though, you know, it's transformed to something where they're trying to get rid of a lot of the negative stigmatas, those who run a lot of the gangs, as far as like mm-hmm. branding Crip Cola and, you know what I mean, Blood Cola and all those different things. Mm-hmm. You know, they really want to change that, because a lot of guys still see it as a brotherhood and want to create it as kind of like a lifestyle image. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, no, this is something that's family ingrained, and this is a culture we won't get rid of, but mm-hmm. maybe we can stop doing some of the nigga shit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully that mentality takes over and becomes more widespread, as a lot of these cats that were in these gangs, they start getting information on the internet too. They start getting information from leaders too. So right. now the parameters that they thinking have expanded beyond the borders of let me just kill and murder and gangbang for color. Because mm-hmm. you understand, a lot of them cats at a particular point of time was murdering each other, not even with capital involved. Mm. Like, I went to Africa, they was talking about, yo, when somebody get killed or hit out here, for one, it's number one, they crimes was robbery. Mm. So they doing it because they're in an environment to where they need something, or they can't eat at all. Mm. You talking about senseless murder and violence out here in America, mm-hmm. which is the worst form, because it has no real purpose behind it. It wasn't, and that's not in every form and case, but it wasn't for survival. Mm-hmm. Some of it was just ignorance to where, oh, I see bro over here, I'm going to murder him. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it was mental health issues, because when you really deal with the aspect of their psychology, a lot of it deal with PTSD, a lot of it deal with self-hate. Mm-hmm. You understand me?
Come on now.
I see somebody there. Like me, I'm going to murder them. Mm-hmm. Nipsey Hussle talked about that, is that you go out there looking for yourself. Mm. Because when you see somebody who ain't in it, you get him a pass. But when you see somebody who out there, a warrior like you are, oh, he like me, I'm mm-hmm. going to murder him. Mm-hmm. So
senseless.
Nobody was, I ain't going to say nobody, but it wasn't getting to a lot of the gang members, because they were closed off in the environments. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't outside influences that they hearing knowledge itself from. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of them stayed on one street.
Right.
They didn't go nowhere.
Right.
So when the phones were put in their hands, you know, they might catch a YouTube flick. They might hear mm-hmm. somebody say something about violence and gangbanging that make them think. Mm-hmm. Now it creates a revolution in their thinking. Mm-hmm. So now it's changing. Oh, man, I can't do this forever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? I see somebody else who's street, or I see other brotherhoods, or I see a brother who got sort of look like he got some street grit, but he conscious and he's successful. Mm-hmm. So wait a minute. I kind of want to be like that. Mm. So now your aspirations change, mm-hmm. whether you know it or not. So it's a beautiful thing that there's a lot of subconscious shifts that happen, even in the minds of the gangbanger. But we need a lot of those cats in the street that got that spirit. Everybody mm-hmm. can't be mm-hmm. the one in the office. We right. need the soldiers.
Right, right, right.
Without yeah. those street generals and those soldiers mm-hmm. that are already primed as warriors, mm-hmm. you can't defend whatever you build. Mm-hmm. So you can talk black wealth, black media, mm-hmm. but when you're talking about nation building and the five floors of nation building, who's the brother that talked about that? He talked about economics a lot, and he talked about the five floors of nation building. And number one was economics. You understand me? Number two, I believe, was security. We're talking about having your own police force mm. or own security force. I believe mm-hmm. the number three was, I want to say media, and it was like, number four was education or something of that matter. But mm-hmm. money and security is very important. So
absolutely.
When you look at the amount of police murders that have happened, they have steadily increased over the years. Mm-hmm. But the amount of police death has steadily decreased. Mm. So it's the actual safest time to be a police officer in history. Yet they push a narrative
that it's anti-police campaigns out there murdering police. But when they broke down the statistics, you know what I mean? The actual people that get killed, the actual people that kill police. But then you also have to take an advantage that some of them die in tactical raids. So the percentage was even lower when you really get down.
Tactical raids.
The biggest murder of police was done by themselves in car crashes. You understand me? So even that, but my point was to say this. When they murder us, and there's nothing that happens at all, it lets them know that they can continue to do it, that they have free reign and free power. When you can put those soldiers and redirect their energy to become protectors of the environment as they were supposed to be in the beginning, community revolution and progress, if you can get them to put that energy into saying that, no, let them know that if they murder one of us, then there's consequences to the actions. So it's not even saying that we going out looking for anything, but we backed by an army. The only reason people are afraid of police because they're backed by an army. So there's no community, there's no wealth building, there's no nothing unless you have protectors of that. And them young men, which is what they are, because a lot of times we see them as niggas and animals, but these are our soldiers in the streets that are primed as warriors. And their DNA is attached to that warrior.
Right.
Everybody DNA ain't warrior.
Right.
So those are the young guys that we need. So you can't alienate them and say, I hate what y'all do. No, we need y'all.
Right. I see a lot of that on YouTube now, a lot though. I see a lot of those young guys, them, you know, really speaking out about the police, them being an army. You know what I mean? They're not really here to protect us. They have their own little clique and they really here to, you know, to hurt people. You know what I mean? Like you said. You know, it's so much going on all over the world. You know, Blue Pill, I mean, you have something you want to interject me while I go to the next level of just what we're talking about the whole gang thing and just the differentness about what's going on with the police?
The original intention of LA street gangs was to protect the neighborhood, right? And during its inception, they were protecting the neighborhood from white gangs, right? Because they was getting wild up and raided. Just like in New York, the Bloods came in to protect brothers, right, on the island and up north from the Nietas, from Latin gangs. You know what I'm saying? But now, you know, you see the dynamic of LA-based gangs is something that's cultural. You know, people were born into it, right? Tied into your neighborhood. New York City doesn't really have those same dynamics in terms of there's no hood that's so bad, you feel me, that you need a whole gang holding down the hood and this person can't come over here. Like, them niggas willfully turn those situations into those situations based on their ignorance of saying we're going to terraform our communities just like they do in L.A. That's a retarded aspiration. You feel me? So it doesn't really play out the same. In New York City, though, you know, the territories that I see is really based on, you know, drugs. Niggas getting money. You can't come over here. And in that respect, it's the same as what it was in the 80s and the 90s when you had the shower posse. You had this click and that click and y'all niggas can't hustle over here. And, you know what the A-team said that they did when the Dominicans came over there and all of that. So they drawing the line, you know what I'm saying? So for finances, so it seems.
Right.
You know, there's no allegiance to the community. There's no allegiance to any cultural aspects of saying, my daddy did this, my auntie did it, and it's part of my family. So the dynamics are interesting because I'm in LA and it seems like gang culture is kind of waning to a degree.
Really?
Right? Yeah. It's waning. You know what I mean? There are not too many children that are the demographic underneath, right? Like, you don't see too many Generation Z gangbangers out there. Right? The people are not being born in those communities and making those same decisions. So it seems.
Right.
Because some of the children just seem a little bit softer these days. You know what I mean? So I can't really picture how those dynamics would play out in the same way. Because you don't really, the LA, the thing is not, they're not into colors no more.
Really?
They've been not into colors.
Wow.
When I was working with Nipsey in 07, 08, all he wore was red.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could give you a metaphysical reason for that. We ain't going to get into all that.
Mm-hmm. But now, let's get into it real quick.
When I do his Gematria,
mm-hmm.
which is, see this, when you add somebody's name up, you come up with a number,
mm-hmm.
right? Then you take that number in this particular system that we call Gematria, and you go to a different concordance, right? So the concordance is the books to show you the numbers have different meanings attached to them.
Okay.
His number attaches to the word blood, which is red.
Mm.
So you always see him in red.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You see,
you think that's something he knew?
His iconography is five-pointed stars as opposed to six-pointed stars, which is what the Crips bang under.
Mm.
So he always was gravitate. His word means, his name means star.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it correlates and breaks down the star. He was always, he's been a star. He's always, everyone, anybody that know him,
yeah.
that has encountered him,
mm-hmm.
be like, yo, he had, yeah, he had a star quality.
Yeah.
His name means wealthy.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So his wealth came, you know, after his, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
his lifespan and stuff of that nature.
I was asking, you think he knew that? Like how you broke
it
down?
No, mm-hmm. absolutely not. I think that he's just, he resonates and moves on. That's the numbers are your frequency.
Right.
Or the numbers will help you identify what your frequency is mm-hmm. once you go to the numbers and find out what the other name, the words are. Because
mm-hmm.
in different languages like Hebrew, they have an alphanumeric system.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the numbers and the letters are the same thing. So you could take a name and you could deduce it into a number. And then go and find out what other names are connected to that number. You'll see the similarities between those particular names.
I see. I hear that. That's so, a deep shit. That's that deep conscious shit right there, y'all. Take a pen. Yeah,
a lot of notes.
A
lot of things that I have seen come from him personality wise. You can trace it all to his numbers, and you know. So I said all that to say, I was asking him at the time,
mm-hmm.
bro, like you wearing red? What's going on?
Right.
And he was like, nah, we don't trip off of that.
Cool.
We don't trip off colors
mm-hmm.
in LA no more. Mm-hmm. They wear a flag to identify mm-hmm. with particular gang and set that they're part of, and they'll wear color laces.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it was cool to move around from different parts of Compton and all that they were colors. It wasn't like how it used to be, like people used to say.
I used to do it. I lived in LA right. for mm-hmm. 3 or 4 years, and I didn't know which neighborhoods was which.
Right.
And my drip. It's too extensive and too exclusive for me to be turning it down. So if I'm wearing what I'm wearing,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? And I don't know where I'm at.
Right.
I'm just flaming wherever I go.
Right.
Now, that's you not know what to mean? Say that in certain neighborhoods, I would suggest that you wear particular covers that could show you as an adversary. You understand me? I mean, I remember I was out there. I had on, I think I was in a Crip neighborhood, and I was wearing one of my red crowns. And bro walked up on me. And, you know, I'm peeping situations. So I look, and he look at me, and I'm like, what? Oh, they'll say the colors. Before I could say anything else, he say, yeah, but I respect it, though, because he seen the crowns, the symbolisms of them. And then, you know, he shook hands and spent off. But for a cat to walk up on somebody else in a situation could have been like, yeah, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's I stand cool. on what I stand right. on. That's yeah. somebody out clearly going looking for something. That could have turned into anything.
Look, mm-hmm. I've been in situations in LA, right? Deep in neighborhoods at 2 a.m. with the wrong colors on.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, which one is you, red or blue?
I'd be like, technically I'm blue pill.
Like, so some of these games, yeah, I've, you know, they know who we are uh-huh. from. And they like, you blue pill, but you got red. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've been in a situation where, you know, I haven't, you know what right. I'm saying?
But that's things how it is being in the Bay in yeah. LA. They know mm-hmm. we on gangbang, so they'll be like, nah, I'm from Oakland. It ain't, you know, what color is I'm from Oakland.
Right.
But yeah, they yeah. understand and respect that, like, oh, we say blood in Oakland just in our conversation. Like, what up, blood? What's going on?
Oh, okay.
Just as, like, some brush shit, but
yeah.
But they understand that when they be like, you say blood, but oh, you from Oakland, that's how y'all talk.
Yeah, that's you like maybe something in New Orleans. He always said it to her all since I knew him for 20 years. Like, what up, blood? Yeah, okay, but I know they blood. So yeah. Get it. Okay.
Yeah, but so so I was saying that they don't hold that same particular right. demonstration. But
the portrayness of feels, what they show on television and media, like me, it's still going
based
on.
Based on what I'm looking at, mm-hmm. when I'm there, that it's kind of waning to a degree, mm-hmm. right? Or they have some decisions to make, you know, heading into the future, to 2020. Mm-hmm. Whereas New York looks like they just getting started to a degree, and it's still metamorphing, and it's still part of youth culture. So there are youngsters here in New York that are coming up that can't wait to put a flag on mm-hmm. and bang a set. Whereas in L.A., the information seems to be seeping in to a degree that a Nipsey demonstration works so well because the younger generation don't want to gangbang. They want to get on skateboards. Mm-hmm. You feel
right,
me?
Right.
They want to mish and mash cultures. They seen too much death and destruction to be like, well, I'm going to take this and go where?
Right.
He changed that dynamic.
All right.
Forever. Mm-hmm. Don't listen to Wack 100. Mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. He set an example in the mind of the youth that they legendary. They like, yo, this ain't big enough for me. This is not going to work. Mm-hmm. And that was the issue with the OG aspect because the OG don't have the same dynamic control over the mind of the youth. Mm-hmm. If they're looking at somebody in the middle who's pulling up in Wraiths.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they like, no, he like, you follow me.
Right.
You know what I mean? I got the blueprint. Mm-hmm. You going against the set. Because uh-huh. the only thing the big homies want to do is leech off you and utilize your youth up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
To do what? To put you in line to either be in casket or cell block.
Right.
When they, you know. You know what I mean? There's no. Yeah. So what's the progression from that? What's the trajectory from
right.
that? So I think that while that particular culture might be waning over there. Is waxing over here.
Mm. I mean, hip hop culture, I would say, has a lot to do with the continuation of the cooler gangbanging and just street shit, period. Mm-hmm. A lot of it, some of it, I ain't gonna say a lot of it, some of it is reality, you know, from some of them rappers. Some of it is played up as conjecture and like they just totally using it as a marketing ploy. Mm-hmm. And in real life, when they go talk in them boardrooms, they sound square as hell. You understand me? Mm-hmm. And their interests are square as hell. It's not what they rapping about.
Right.
But they understand that hip-hop has a dark energy over it, and that's easily more sold. And corporations will pick that up faster to get that out to the people than somebody trying to use, like, let's say Chance the Rapper even. You know, he utilizes his, I'm a Christian rapper, but he's independent.
Mm.
He had to prove that he can make sales independent before anybody else would rock with him because they would have never picked that up.
Mm.
Today, okay. you have the opportunity. Social media created it in a way to where there's no gatekeepers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That says what can and what can't get out because the people dictate what they like now.
Right, right.
Like,
right.
oh, I listened to it. I didn't need somebody to pitch it to me and put it on the radio and play a spin. I went to SoundCloud, heard of something I like. Then the masses was like, oh, I like that too. I like that too. And that dictates the culture now. You understand me? So it's disrupting the gatekeepers and allowing us to be able to put out whatever we want to.
Right.
It just take more of us to realize like, yo, you can own your own thing.
Right.
You ain't
right.
got to give a person nothing. Dame Dash talked about all the time. Why are you giving all these corny guys who really just pushing a couple buttons you can push yourself? Why are you giving them a percentage?
Right. They
not
you
in
could
the
be
culture.
Independent. Exactly.
They can't
right.
add nothing to it. You make the music. You put out the style. You do everything. Now, you know, for some of these guys, though, it's like they don't have the know-how. But a lot of these children are smart as hell these days to where you can't trick them with the same language in the contracts. Because they didn't watch the interviews from Dame Dash.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't listen to what Jay-Z said.
Right.
They favorite rappers even now saying that, look, I'm going independent. I want more of my sales.
Right.
You can't dangle the same thing in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think that some of these kids would be more hungry to be like, nah, I would take that. But they understand, look, I just got 1 million views. I know I can flip that and turn it into something.
Right. Right.
So you're not about to play me in the short term. Dangle a contract over my head, you feel me? I know that that's giving up everything.
Mm-hmm.
So now they be taking a step back and be like, that ain't the strategy I want.
Right.
And they not expecting these children to be that smart.
Right.
But they are. because the internet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The options is different.
Yeah, and talking about that, you know, I want to talk about how you two, you know, Blue Pill and you got together on a positive note to even, you know, come together and come up with this brilliant production that y'all got as this Goldwater. You know what I mean? This is like so, like, I don't, you know, it's deep. I had it, but I wasn't taking it. But when you broke it down to me, even though Paul told me a lot about it and I've been watching him and you broke it down, could you just enlighten me again and my listeners about the effects and where it come from, the originator, because you guys are killing the net with this right here. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is like so neat and it's natural and it's dope. So just give me your part of how you guys, how did you came up? Because you told me earlier today you were doing a searching for your mother and she had rheumatoid arthritis. So that was one of the reasons that you stumbled upon it.
You know, I watched that movie Limitless.
Limitless.
Probably about 10 times.
Ooh, I gotta watch this on Netflix.
Because, yes, it actually is.
Mm, okay.
I was obsessed with the idea of using more of your brain capacity. You know, when I first heard, which I no longer believe is true, that we only use 10% of our brain.
3%.
3%. I particularly don't believe it's true. I think it's the way that we use our brain in particular areas and how we use it in focus. But I think we use 100% of our brain, but not particular areas 100% at a time. And I think that creates the bigger difference because if we was on the spectrum of autism, it would showcase us using 100% of one particular area. Mm-hmm. So I believe that we actually moving as gods in a way that we move in the amount of things that we can handle mm-hmm. all at once right. because there's a crazy amount of stimuli that's constantly happening that our brain is constantly being able to organize and we can still perform at optimum levels. You understand me? Especially black people in America, we have always been the greatest inventors on the planet mm-hmm. Earth.
That's
and
right.
we do it under extreme stress.
Mm-hmm. Pressure.
You understand me?
Yeah.
Only guys can do that. That requires you to be 100% tapped in.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no way we had 3% inventing cell phones and internet.
Yeah.
Ain't no way we had 3% inventing the laminate for the light bulb. Ain't no way the brother who invented the cotton gin was at 3% mm-hmm. under slavery and duress. Ain't no way Frederick Douglass was at 3% becoming an abolitionist building his own media company.
All right now.
So when we go deep into it, the black man brain, you understand me, is heavy in the black woman's brain. And it goes directly to that creator source. Mm-hmm. Now, they might be talking about the other's brain. When I say other, that means opposite without the BR. The BR represents black righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ain't got that black righteousness, you're not a brother. So you're an other. You're on the opposite end of the spectrum. But we ain't gonna go there.
Okay.
When I started studying, a few different sources led me on the path. Dr. Sebi, I watched a video once with him. And I've been looking for this video tirelessly because he was talking about how gold is in the soil. The mineral of gold is in the soil. He was talking about particular plants that absorb the gold. Mm-hmm. So when you eat the plant, you eat the gold. And he was talking about how that was electrical.
You ever saw that, Paul? That video?
He had a whiteboard. And he was up there talking to students.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I was like, ooh, what did he just say?
Mm-hmm.
But that was before I knew how to rip videos. And I wasn't selling nothing. Right, so matter of fact, I had a reason. Mm-hmm. I just was excited by that aspect of it because it became confirmation. I mean, I know that there's particular plants that we can look up. I just always wanted to find that particular clip.
Mm-hmm.
But he got so many videos where he talking and students and whiteboard. It had to take me a long time to go back through all videos I've already watched.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when, so it was that. Of course, I wanted to learn some new things about my mother and how to cure her arthritis. And then I started studying the Egyptians. At the time, I was going deep into a lot of occult knowledge, you understand me, and deep gnosis. So I started to stumble upon different areas of medicine and different areas of utility that people have used throughout history, you know, as immortal elixirs or to become gods.
Mm-hmm.
So the ancient Egyptians,
mm-hmm.
if that's the one, I need that.
So
the ancient Egyptians, they would take gold. But it was said that they would break it down in a powder form. Ormus. You understand me? They were alchemists. So they had the ability, and my brother was telling me this story. because me and him was researching it at the time. Mm-hmm. And he said that they believe gold had very like special metaphysical powers, because they believe when they broke it down to the powder form, that it was a particular point in time that the gold would disappear, then come back in like the super split of a second.
Like electron.
And, right. And they believe in that moment that it disappeared, that it went to like a different dimension, then came back charged. So they also recognize that gold is the only element that doesn't rust. Mm-hmm. Right, so Nefertiti was known to take gold as her immortal elixir of beauty. Mm-hmm. You understand me? Mm-hmm. She believed that that was a way for her to be able to look young forever. Right, in the 1900s in Europe, they used to use it mm-hmm. as ways to stop alcohol addictions. Mm-hmm. Right, early doctors in the 1900s in America even used to put gold if you would get. Let's say you have a surgery or you had some problems with your knee, they'll put gold under your skin.
Wow.
You understand me?
Wow.
To have anti-inflammatory properties. Mm-hmm. You understand me? So scientists okay. have found that.
I need some of that right now. Shit. I need some gold put on yes. my knees and my hands in the middle of my hands.
No, really though.
I wonder if I could just go in the store and go buy some solid, you know, 24 solid gold and just hold it for a little while. I'm just listening.
Well, now you got to hold it for a while. I got rings for sale. That's solid gold. But, what? You know, we ain't going to get into that.
No. Plug all that in. But yeah, man, go ahead. I got the rings, though. I'm sorry.
But listen, so when you wear the gold at the same time, gold is a naturally warm element, right? Mm-hmm. Silver is mm-hmm. a cool element. When you wear the gold, gold also particles start to seep into your skin. So you know how people mm-hmm. be wearing the fake gold and turn their skin all red?
Yeah.
Gold, the real gold does the opposite. It's good for you. Right. So wearing gold has many different positive effects. Mm-hmm. So we have 0.02% of gold within our body. We're born with that amount.
Okay.
But the increased circulation of gold, because gold is a heavy metal, which makes it a superconductor of electricity. Mm-hmm. And it's a non-toxic metal. So within your body has an electrical system. When your body goes to heal something, it has to use electricity, right? So if you have a body that is rusty, mm-hmm. you understand me, and it's over-chemicalized, mm-hmm. and it doesn't have plant-based food, it doesn't have electrical foods, it's harder for that voltage to go throughout your body. Each cell has voltage within it. Mm-hmm. The reason we drink water with pH balance is because of the electricity within the water that we need to mm-hmm. electrify ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have minus 25 millivolts in your cell.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You need minus 50 millivolts to create new cells.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
my little scientist is here. All right.
Man, you know, street guys at Streetwise. You know, talk about
I like that.
Scholastic and militant.
Yeah.
You know? Right. But last point on the gold, a lot of people say that their testimonials are hand-eye coordination, increased focus, increased IQ, overall well-being, a myriad of effects, anti-inflammatory properties, lucid dreaming. Is a big one. And the reason that it is, and I tell people, it's like, okay, how does gold increase my IQ? Make it make sense to me, Keys. And so I break it down from this understanding is that when it electrifies your body, it electrifies especially because your brain has increased blood flow,
mm-hmm.
right? So you're talking about electricity going up to that hippocampus area of your brain. Now, after 25, the hippocampus area of your brain changes. The way you learn changes, mm-hmm. right? So it regulates mood, memory, and learning. A lot of people go into depressions because that hippocampus area of the brain is not being stimulated,
mm-hmm.
right? So they don't even know that they're having irregular moods for that reason. They're reading books and they're not grasping the information because the way that you learn is different. You only grow so much neuroplasticity after a while. Right. So you have to stimulate those things with working out. They say drinking wine, sex, mm-hmm. many different things that are stimulants for the hippocampus area of the brain.
Mm.
So it also regulates melatonin.
Right.
So when you go to sleep and you have increased electricity and it's calcifying that pineal gland or decalcifying that pineal gland, it allows you to go into a deeper sleep. Now, during your waking hours, you're always building neurotoxins.
Mm.
So there's these small little neurotoxins that's building up in the ridges of your brain and they accumulate. Mm-hmm. So if you stay woke too long, it'll kill you. You understand me? You have to get you some sleep. So what ended up happening?
Wow.
you up all day, now you're not as clear, you're not as sharp.
Right.
So when you go to sleep, you got to get into that deep REM sleep, right? When you get into that REM sleep, it starts to push out a brainwash. You go through a literal brainwash. It secretes a fluid over the ridges of your brain. Mm-hmm. So when you wake up, and of course, this is all supposed to be with the circadian rhythm, you know what I mean, with the sun during the right waking hours. When you wake up with the sun, you will wake up naturally more refreshed mm-hmm. because the sun sends information to the body on what it's supposed to do, what time it is, because your body is naturally regulated to the sun and the circadian rhythm. You have a biological function that goes with the with the earth. But most people don't notice, so it's not actually good to sleep with your blinds closed. Mm-hmm. You should sleep with natural light.
Right. How about waking up? You should wake up with natural light.
Right? Yes. And see, the reason why is this. When your body at nighttime, it secretes a fluid that actually paralyzes you. That's why you don't sleepwalk. Right? Because if you have a thought to go to the restroom or pee on yourself, mm-hmm. then your body is going to do that. But if your body is paralyzed, you won't get up and walk. Mm-hmm. So when the sun is coming up naturally, it's telling your body, okay, tell that fluid to start, you know, going away a little bit. Mm-hmm. Right? So when you wake up, you're not waking up with some of that paralyzing agent still in you and you feel foggy like, damn, I need to go back to sleep. Damn. Give me some more sleep.
Wow.
No, your body is fully rested and fully restored. Those chemicals have subsided and now it's inducing different chemicals like serotonin. You know what I mean? That's why I tell people the first thing you should do in the morning when you wake up, even before you open your eyes, is smell. Right? Have your brain secreting those fluids already.
Wow. Make say that you more again. Happy. Say that again.
The first thing you should do in the morning when you wake up is smell. And this is something I talk about in my book, Paradigm Keys. And I give them my great rising routine versus my morning routine. And when I say great rising, I mean that you're actually rising up to the occasion of the day instead of morning.
Mm. Right? Woo! So, damn.
You understand me? A morning routine would look like.
Play that back again. Woo!
So the great rising versus the morning routine says that I'm waking up and I'm greatly rising to the occasion of my day. Right? But the morning routine will look at like this. If you have a morning routine, when you mourn something, you understand me? That's depressing.
Yes,
you understand me?
Yes, yes.
So the first thing people do to have morning routines, good morning routines, is they check their phone.
Yeah, yeah.
You checking your phone.
Right.
And it's automatically having your mind check out and to be unfocused and unclear. Mm, mm-hmm. So I tell you the second thing you should do when you wake up in the morning is make your bed.
Yes.
When you make your bed, it sets a goal finish. Mm. Now when you get into the rhythm of completing the goal, your brain is automatically thinking, what next to do? Mm-hmm. So now you're in a rhythm of productivity.
Right.
But when your brain is, I got to check this email. Mm-hmm. I got to check this text.
Still in the bed.
You got to check this. Mm-hmm. Your brain is frantic. Now you can't focus. You only have so much decision-making battery power per day that you can make good decisions.
Yes.
So it's not actually effective if you're doing something that requires thinking to work all day because you only have certain effective hours. Even your particular biological rhythm is supposed to work at particular peak hours when your brain function is optimal.
Mm.
Right? So getting back to the gold, Walter, because
going into science. No, this is the gold. Right?
If I wasn't on the gold, the story wouldn't be told in this particular manner.
Yes,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, but
so
it's
I stay
great.
Tapped into the frequency.
Yeah, I'm great. This story is not being sold. It's being told right now because
to
we
get
need
on the gold. You know what I'm saying?
To sell a gold. You
now,
know what I mean?
The point of all of that is that when you get in that deeper sleep, and you wake up in the morning more refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
So now you actually have access to your thoughts and your memories.
Right.
So of course, that's going to increase your IQ throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to feel smarter because your executive decision-making brain is ready to function and go.
Be productive.
Exactly.
Yes.
So they saying, yo, I feel smarter.
Ooh.
Like I'm reading, I'm more focused, I'm more tuned, I'm more locked in. You understand me? But I always tell people, do not wait for the gold to work for you. Work for the gold.
Mm.
And by that, I mean, don't go eat a McDonald's sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Have a night where you drink alcohol all night. Wake up in the morning, take a couple of drops of the gold and think you're going to be God by it.
Right.
It's not going to work like that. You understand me?
Yeah.
You have to tap in and utilize things to stimulate that gold.
Right.
So it's like, I want to eat something that's electrical. Mm-hmm. So if I take something that's a superconductor of electricity, it will increase the electrical flow within my body.
Right.
I'm not going to eat something that's non-electrical mm-hmm. and then wonder why this substance that's supposed to increase the electrical current in my body is not working when you're not eating food that has voltage in it.
Dude,
you know what I'm talking about?
Damn.
So it's important that you start to cleanse your body so now you can absorb the gold because mm-hmm. the gold has a bioavailability at a cellular level.
Right.
So it can charge you up.
I have the gold in front of me right here now. Yep, yeah, baby. You know, I get it real live. I get it real. The essentialness of it. Could you read some of the ingredients off the gold?
Yeah. Ingredients?
Yeah.
Well, the gold. Only ingredient in gold.
Right. But what's in this, your product?
Oh, so this one, for the monatomic gold, so we have monatomic and colloidal gold, which really just represents the particle sizes of the gold.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get the colloidal gold, which is suspended in deionized water, mm-hmm. you understand me? Which basically is saying that these particles are dispensed evenly throughout the water.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take colloidal gold, which comes in a ruby red color, you understand me? You're going to, if you put it, because it's a warm element, so the gold is charging. It's warm. It's vibrating.
Right, right.
So if you take that gold and you put it in the freezer,
mm-hmm.
the charge dissipates and the gold drops at the bottom and it's no longer good for consumption
mm-hmm.
and it's going to turn clear. So it won't be vibrating at that same rate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, monatomic gold is clear because it has smaller particles. So the particle color is smaller. So right. you're going to get it in the clear range. They both basically do the same thing.
Right.
It's just that colloidal gold has been known more for anti-inflammatory properties.
Right.
Okay. You understand me? So we sell our customers, and we're probably just about the only company on the market that has colloidal and monatomic gold.
Mm-hmm.
So the gold has just gold in it.
Okay.
You understand me? But it's broken down through a process of electrolysis.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about gold at an atomic level.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be at that atomic level to be
absorbed.
Right? You understand me? Mm-hmm. Within your body.
Because you're not going to get a bottle with gold. You know, people are looking at like, why is the fluid, why is the liquid not cold?
Right.
It's not.
That'd be broken down. I feel my IQ just went up 1 trillion just now. Like, God. Damn.
Well, you got to understand this, sis. And this is something that I have an issue with people today. Sorry. It's the way we just explain this mineral, because mm-hmm. Dr. Sebi always talked about the 102 minerals that's needed within the body, and gold is one of those minerals.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we like to skip things, you understand me? And we can't do that when we're talking about the building blocks of life.
Right.
I was to feed someone something, they would not ask me how many chemicals are in this.
Right.
Does my doctor suggest this?
Right.
You understand me? Where does it come from? They ask none of those questions. Why? The reason they don't is because they know that it's not good for them.
Okay.
So when you know something is not good for you, you're not looking for information.
You don't want the details.
You're not trying to audit it because you already know nothing is good is going to come from this.
Mm-hmm.
When you Other talk about naturopathic medicine.
Momentary sensation.
Yeah, momentary sensation.
Oh, okay.
When you're talking about naturopathic medicine and you're talking about mineralizing the body and not chemicalizing the body,
mm-hmm.
that's when we become auditors.
Okay.
You understand me? Because we have been taught in society to be programmed in society to be over auditors of assets and
mm-hmm.
under auditors of liabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we run and live our lives.
Right.
You understand
me?
Super skeptical.
When there's an investment, a seminar, a class, we ask a lot of questions.
Right.
When it's a concert, a bottle of liquor, some bullshit, ask no questions because we know that's not going to give us a return on our investment because it's not an investment, it's a spend.
Right.
This is an investment. Anything
that
deals with your health,
mm-hmm.
it deals with your knowledge,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to increase you and give you a return on your investment,
mm-hmm.
it is circulating.
Wow.
So the problem is that we are taught with poor mentalities to not think like the wealthy. The wealthy can't wait to invest in something because of the possible return on their investment.
Right.
So it's an issue that we will intake a million chemicals in our lifespan, and if you took that, it'll fill up a garbage site.
Uh-huh.
You understand me? Uh-huh. Trying to figure out how many chemicals we took. The moment somebody introduced us to health food, we got questions.
Yeah.
You ain't reading out one back of the pack of those, you know, things you getting out the freezers that have
all the candy bars, all the
Dye 40s and Zerbitol and Mono Exo Glutatate. You don't know what none of this stuff means.
Right.
But you talking about stuff that come from nature? Right. And I can tell you exactly the source that I got it from.
Right.
What's this good for? How the indigenous people used it? How the Egyptian people were using it?
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Hell yeah.
Mineralize yourself.
Exactly. All right. So this is good for... What, like, you know, I have rheumatoid arthritis.
Grateful arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
Historically grateful arthritis. Mm-hmm. And has been historically a medicine used because of its anti-inflammatory properties.
Excuse me, guys, I need
properties.
20 more bottles of these,
you
okay?
understand me? And the joints. My mom has it bad. Her hands can barely bend. So utilizing that,
Has been helping her?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She actually loves the neural component of it. She says that, you know, her mind feels clearer and things of that nature.
Wow. Okay.
You understand me? But stress also does that on the mind.
Right.
So when you ease the stress off the mind, it allows you to think clearer.
Mm-hmm.
We don't understand that a lot of these things are side effects which create the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have something that go to the root, it starts to alleviate. Like the stress is what causes a lot of the depression. It causes the not that brain fog and things of that nature because you can't utilize all of your brain power towards thinking because thinking is a deliberate act. Most of the time, we're not thinking throughout the day. We're on autopilot.
Right.
So when we're thinking, it requires energy and it requires circulation of electricity in particular areas of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So we need increased circulation, you understand me, between blood flow and electrical flow because blood is basically electricity that flows throughout the body.
Mm-hmm.
So when we understand these things and we understand that we 30-90% water, 70-90% water, when you talk of breaking down to the organs and things of that nature, then we, for one, we are a dehydrated people. Mama Pill was just talking about this, my good brother Blue Pill Mother. And this is an issue. You understand me? Because if we want, for one, our pH balance to be at a certain level, our electrical bodies to be at a certain level, or just the ability to restore certain cells within our body. You understand me? To have the electricity, we have to drink water.
Yeah.
You understand me? You have to drink water. And the average person could stop a lot of those hospital visits. My auntie, your great aunt just died. My grandma died of diabetes.
Did you have this
cancer,
before?
Sorry.
Did you? Was she?
No, at the time I did not have this. My uncle, he died of heart complications. My grandfather had... it's funny that I'm forgetting because it's Alzheimer's.
Right.
You know,
nice.
But
sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about these things, we always talk about they run in the family. They run in the diet. They run in the habits.
Right.
They don't run in the family.
I don't
when you talk about predisposition
genetic.
Of genetics, we have the strongest genetics, the most diverse genetics on the planet Earth to be able to deal with all of these different things.
Mm-hmm.
But like Dr. Sebi said, we're not supposed to be eating the same diet as white people.
That's right.
And
that's
we're not supposed to be eating the same diet as a slave.
Right. We're not
you understand
supposed to be eating
me?
The same diet as dead animals.
We shouldn't be eating a diet, period.
Right.
We should be eating a plant-based lifestyle, which is a livid because
it
has life in it and it's alive.
There you go. Say it again. That's right.
Eat to live.
That's right. That's right. So... You know, Paul, this is, again, let me commend you guys for this because I got to take it more because I have high blood pressure. You know what I mean? So I need some of the electrodes, you know, and all that stuff to get through my body, open up and let my blood flow fucking fabulous.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Smoothly. And just the fact that, you know, our queen, you know, Nefertiti used to take it, you know, ladies and, you know, you gotta take it, honey, you gotta look fabulous. You want to keep the youth and going. So this is a very informable thing that you guys have put out here. And I think more people need to listen and more people need to get into our history. The other day when we were in here talking, I mean, we were talking just a little bit, changing the subject over to, again, before I even go, congratulations again to both of you guys. For coming up with this phenomenal product.
Thank you.
You understand me? Solid Gold Essential.
Gold Water.
You know
and
what I mean?
I wanted to say one other key thing. This is our first product, but we just launched two other products.
Oh, this was an older one. Okay.
So, no, we have the Lion's Mane CBD, which is a super neurotropic because Lion's Mane is the only mushroom that deals with the brain component. right? So it's regenerative for the brain. Mm-hmm. It's been studies, scientific studies done as far as all of the things that Lion Mane can do for your increased focus to get people off Adderall. So it really, for me, I consider it to be a CBD neurotropic for entrepreneurs, for students, for people who want to be able to focus. I take it every single morning. Okay. So that's another one that I think will be great for you just because CBD has a lot of the overall effects. That's okay. also great for arthritis. Mm-hmm. It's also anti-inflammatory. That's also good for brain protection as far as like regenesis and things of that nature.
Is that the one you would take it earlier today?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm always on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so
crown
you see,
oil.
Guys, he's not only yeah. selling the product, he takes it because I watched him take it.
I don't take anything. I don't yeah. sell anything that I don't take.
Yes. Now, the yes, CMOS, I saw him. He took that today.
We yeah. also had a CMOS, which has 92 minerals of mm-hmm. the 102 minerals that the body needs. We mm. sell it in a pack with the gold. So it's 90, we call it the 93 pack because it has 93 minerals total with the gold. Added to it.
Damn, y'all.
And so all of those things you can get on our mm-hmm. website. The beautiful thing about all of our products.
And what is your website?
Oh, it is goldwater.com. That's gold with an E-G-O-L-D-E water.com. Mm-hmm. The beautiful thing about all of our products is they all affect the hippocampus area of the brain. Mm. You understand me? So
neuro.
Yes. And after 25, which is what a lot of the people that are in this, that's listening to it, your brain changes and you haven't studied your brain changes. Mm-hmm. So you can find yourself depressed, stressed with anxiety, forgetting things, not being able to learn. You understand me?
All of the above is going on yeah, in my life right now.
And wondering why. But yeah. I always say the number one thing we should study is ourselves.
Right.
Our own human development. Mm-hmm. If we water, study water. Okay. You drink water, study water.
Okay.
You understand mm-hmm. me? If you just turned 25 and you know that your brain goes through developmental changes at different ages, study what those changes are so you can mm. understand yourself because you're going to be operating the same though your body has changed, so you're not updating your routine to catch up to where you are as a human being.
Right here, you sound like my youngest son, Antonio.
Yeah.
And he's always pulling me back. I know I have the twins, them here, Blueprint Red, they, especially Paul. He's mm-hmm. always right, my right hand. You know yeah. what I mean? And I mean, I say that, you know, with so much love. Like, you know, sometimes I wouldn't know what to do without him. But my son, my biological other son, he is so conscious and he knows so much. He's always pulling me back. He's like, Ma, get into your history. Like, when we were speaking the other day, we was talking about relationship. Uh-huh. And you was talking about the guys, them wearing all this shit to catch. Because that's what I was trying to say when he said that. I said, oh, are they trying to wear gold to be like the Egyptians? You mm-hmm. know what I mean? But that's not why they're doing it. Because you just broke it down so effortlessly about why we should be wearing gold, why we should be proud yes. of it. And I was trying to say, for all the wrong reasons, these cocksuckers, motherfuckers are doing everything wrong when they should understand why they need to be wearing gold, period. You know what I mean? But it wasn't to catch the girls. It's for your own protection. It's for your own body. You know what I mean? It's to help to improve certain things that you don't even study, but you see people go buy jewelry, see people go buy, you go ahead and buy. But do you know the reason why you're wearing solid gold? Do you know what levels of gold you should be wearing? 24 carat, you know what I mean? 18 carat. Remember back in the days? It mm-hmm. used to be like that growing
emphasis,
up.
Right.
Yeah, it was
emphasis
different.
Emphasis on your
yeah,
carats.
Yeah, it sure was. You know what I mean?
Looking on the plate. Is it 16? I mean, is it 18
to
24,
22?
Yes, exactly.
I seen the people, they do the diamond tester thing where they mess with people. But ain't no gold testers out there.
That's
gold is the
yes.
real element that we should be testing to make sure it's real.
Ain't no alloys.
Right.
I'm going to tell you, diamonds look good, but they're worthless.
Yes.
They can't do nothing.
I would rather
wear crystals than diamonds. Diamonds just go shine harder. That's the only difference.
Yes.
No, I ain't going to lie. They look good.
Yeah.
But they don't do anything for you. When you wear those crystals, they increase your aura. Mm. You understand me? They mm-hmm. have protective properties against radioactive mm-hmm. things that come off all of this technology and the cell phones. Mm-hmm. You understand me? Crystals are living minerals.
Right.
You understand
right.
me? They're alive. Not minerals, but yes, mm-hmm. they're alive. Crystals.
Any crystals
they
in
vibrate
our body?
And consistently.
Absolutely.
We have crystals within our pineal gland.
You have magnetite
mm-hmm.
in your brain, mm-hmm. right?
Magnetite.
That's the name of the stone.
Okay.
Or the crystal.
Mm-hmm.
Magnetite is what birds have in their brains that helps them with navigation.
Ooh.
How they can swoop in schools like this and all move in unison.
Yes.
And they know exactly where to fly and when to fly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's because of the magnetite. The magnetite helps tie them into the what? the magnetic field, which is the visible, right, electromagnetic frequency that envelopes this planet. It grids this planet. So the birds are flying on, they're just flying on the grid. They're tapped in. Hence the fact that when disaster strikes, you never find wild animals washed up. Why? Because the magnetite has already signaled to them that danger's coming and they need to go into high ground. So they'll go into the mountains. And when all of the tsunamis and natural disasters happen, you don't see dead animals. Why? Because their magnetite has them tied into the magnetic field resonance of this planet. Now, even though we do have crystals in the body, and not only that, the bones, right, are composed of crystalline structures. Hence the fact that we are creating what's called piezoelectricity. Piezoelectricity is when you put pressure.
These young doctors sitting over here at my table, man. Piezoelectricity
is when you pressurize a crystal, it releases electron. It releases energy, right? So when you jump up and down, right, you're creating voltage in your body, energy, because your bones, as they're impacting, the pressure from the impact is allowing your bones to release this particular energy because there's crystals in your bones, quartz, right?
That boy's a genius.
I'm telling you, man.
So, yes, we are crystalline. And even when we're talking about blood, blood is a crystalline lake. Blood blood is called a crystal lake. Hence, you know, Pamp Crystal Lake and all of that. Blood is a crystal river. It's a crystalline structure. Under microscopes, you can find the crystalline structure in blood as well. So we are highly composed. There's quartz all throughout our body.
You know, I was watching this show. It was a show about these aliens that came to Earth. And they was robbing a jewelry store. Now, they held up this jewelry store. They got the big old guns. You understand me? They go inside the jewelry store, and they ask them for the good stuff. They said, show me the best, your good stuff. So they take them all the way to the back. She goes to the back. She goes into the vault. She pulls out all of these diamonds. They said, what the hell is this? I'm looking for the good stuff. Where the crystals and stuff at? She said, crystals? Like, huh? So she pulled out a little jar with a couple of crystals. They said, yeah, give me that. That's the good stuff. And then they pointed at the diamonds and said, oh, they think this stuff is valuable too on their planet. Take that.
Look, there's no other reason that Rolexes sell for what they sell. Well, there's two reasons. The branding.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's the technology underneath that watch, which is powered by quartz crystals that allows Rolexes to do what they do. But
everything. Computing wouldn't be possible without computers.
But everything, the quartz, the computer, the TV, anything electronic, all of these watches, everything is powered by that quartz crystal.
Crystals store information. Crystals have so much power, they're always vibrating. A lot of people think people are crazy for wearing crystals, but science backed this up. But it's just many people haven't went into an involved study of what crystals actually are. There's just a culture, a popularity of crystals, especially involved in the spiritual and conscious communities. So when people think that they're not involved in those communities, then they don't participate in those particular things. But this is a universal thing. Crystals have to form and grow. They have to grow. You understand me? And when you put them on your body has a resonant field. Your heart produces a resonant field. So the crystal increases the resonant field around your body. And the protective field from the 5G that we're getting from our phones that's going to be cooking our cells. We need that protective. So I
Mama Pill was talking about this. She always talks about that.
Because that's
that blue ray light, that light, the light.
So I recommend crystals over diamonds, but they ain't gonna shine the same.
I am so ecstatic to have you here, man. This is dope. Like the way you
had to be here.
This is really like if y'all people are not listening to this food for thought, some dumb ass motherfuckers. You know
I move around the world.
Yeah, man.
There's not too many people that I learn from.
Yeah, man. Look, listen. You know I didn't damn near raise you, but this is the first time I ever sat down with another half like you. I know I've yet to sit down with your younger brother, you know what I'm saying, because I heard he's a beast, too, from Mama Pill. I got to get him over here, too. But just a simple fact, I'm sitting here with greatness. Like, come on, this is like unheard of, the way you guys just broke this shit down like fucking scientists. I got to get back my name, Brooklyn Figures. I mean, because this is a fig. You guys are figures. Like, this is some ingenious shit. Like, I mean, it's there already. The knowledge was there. It was just there for someone like yourself to research it, put it out there, and bring it back to its natural core, bring it back to the surface as one. You know what I mean? Like, this is so... Just this is greatness. This is ingenious, and I'm over here going cuckoo for Cocoa Pops because I believe this. I believe this. You know what I mean? I really believe that every word that you guys just describe, from our bodies to our narrows to our anatomes, everything, it's what it's all about. You know what I mean? Like one time I picked up the encyclopedia, and I don't know what I was looking for, but I opened it up on everything that was in my body from the planet Earth.
Yeah,
and I never knew that. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm like, wow.
You're cosmic being.
Yes.
Like Stardust.
Yes. I'm like, everything that's in the goddamn universe is in our body.
When you think about the fact that gold is created from collision of neutron stars. So you're talking about gold actually comes from the death of stars.
Mm.
So how does that get into us unless we made the stars? You understand me? So you have to understand, like, I wear a crown.
Nah, hold up. y'all belong on Oprah. This is some bullshit.
Maybe not Oprah.
Y'all belong on Oprah. Like
Oprah Pacific. We might be better on Ellen at this point.
Oh, Ellen? You think? Oh my God.
We just did a podcast and we were talking about some of the activities about Oprah that's been happening lately. Right, so it's kind of an inside joke. About maybe not Oprah.
Listen, anybody out here listening to my podcast?
They got to do a Mama Pill because she don't want to be putting that pot. She still want to feel.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I still rock with Oprah.
Get at me, y'all. You hear me? Get at me. I need to get them on Oprah or Ellen. Like, I mean, man, listen. Come on, man.
I still want the sponsorship. Do a documentary on me.
They are funny, but man, listen. Thank you, guys. You know, we're about to come to the end of it because I wanted to talk some. More about, you know, relationship, but I think this supersedes talking about the relationship more than anything, because this is talking about life and time reality and talking about our health.
Yeah.
And this is some deep shit. So, you know, Blue Pill, you tell them how to get in touch with you, you know what I mean, for the gold water. And this was a great marriage.
Oh,
you know what I mean? This is beautiful, man. People need to wake up and listen.
Absolutely. You know, goldwater.com. GoldWater.
Mm-hmm.
Goldwater.com. Like the brother said, we have expanded our product line with two new products.
And we have an IG. Follows at the same
time. Yeah, at Goldwater.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Peace.
All right.
It's over.
Damn. Shit.
But you can always put in the bio, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to put it in right now. Yeah, okay. Oh, man.
Mine is still rolling.
Yeah, man.
So,
that was okay.
People, y'all was in for a special treat. You understand me?
Were they?
First of all, do me a favor and tell the people who you are.
Oh, this is Jackie Rowe. Oh my God, it's such an honor and a pleasure to be on your podcast. You can find me at Front Row with Jackie Rowe and my podcast and all.
R-O-W-E,
exactly. But as soon as they put in my name, Jackie Rowe, on any podcast, it comes right up. But I'm on all platforms and all podcast platforms. On social media, I am Jackie Rowe, lowercase, but it's Jackie underscore Rowe on Gmail. My email is the same, you know what I mean? But anyway, there's enough about me, but it's just a pleasure, my God, to be here. You know what I mean?
I want
to
say this. I can tell, by the way, how Jackie Rowe switched up the frequency of her voice when she was on my podcast from the way she was on her podcast. That this sister been all across the planet negotiating with all different kind of people, wearing all different kind of hats.
Crowns.
Because it was crowns. Because it was immediately. You understand me? Like, wait a minute, I'm in somebody else's home. You had to talk about, I'm going to speak in a particular different manner. Everybody can't do that. So, for one, we're going to get some time to really go into who Jackie Rowe is, because her story is monumentally interesting. I'm in her house and she has plaques and citations from the city everywhere, certificates and honors. I'm trying to figure out who is Jackie Rowe. You know what I'm talking about? I think she was, you know, the godmother of Flatbush or Harlem or something that I don't know nothing about.
No, let's not mix it up, because there is a Jackie Rowe in Harlem. I am the Jackie Rowe in Brooklyn.
Okay. Yes. Let me get the borough right. Yeah, that's, you know what, right. Saying? All right. Now listen, y'all can go Google her.
Yeah.
You go Google her. She's Googleable. All right.
Oh my God.
After you go Google her, you're going to be excited to hear her stories, and hopefully, I can get some, bring them back to you, and it'd be exciting. So wait for part two for 19 Keys, Electrical Thought Patterns and Conversations. And as always, you can always, you know, share, leave a message. Put 5 stars. I know I got a 5-star rating already on my
podcast,
iTunes, Apple Podcasts. You know, we had 200,000 plays worldwide. We're going for 1 million next year. You understand me? If you 1. Go to the 9. Anchor, you can help sponsor, you know, monthly.
1.9 million.
And I want to start mentioning everybody who sponsors, you know, on every show. But I appreciate y'all for tapping in.
Thank you. And Jackie Rowe, was so such a pleasure being here with my brothers.
With the good guy, Blue Pillar. I'm always used to being around his brother, so I might have forgot to introduce him, but y'all heard him introduce himself when Jackie Rowe asked him. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? This is my business partner extraordinaire.
Yes.
Y'all heard all of the bars. He dropped more bars than me on my podcast, which you ain't supposed to do. So I might not bring him back. You know what I'm talking about? Nah, y'all got an open invitation,
I'm
man.
I'm telling you, guys yourself was a big pause, because what you're doing is genius. And I'm just so honored to have been here and have you here at my home. This is history. 2020, we coming full blast.
Year of ownership. Tap in. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.